No tiger, no problem. That may be the best way to describe the United States' victory over Europe in the Ryder Cup over the weekend in Louisville, Kentucky. Tiger Woods was still recovering from knee surgery, but the Americans stunned Europe. The final score, 16.5 to 11.5. This is match play, and if you tie, you get half a point. That's what that means. They won the Cup for the first time since 1999. Commentator John Feinstein joins us once again. John, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I knew you were going to show up this morning because you said on Friday that this might happen. The U.S. might break their losing streak.
Well, you know, blind squirrels find acorns every once in a while. And really, right from the start, the Americans looked like a completely different team than the last three Ryder Cups when, as you mentioned, they were beaten and beaten badly in the last two. They jumped off to a lead on Friday morning. They never gave it up. The rookies who everybody was so worried about, guys like Anthony Kim and J.B. Holmes and Boo Weekly and Hunter Mahan, all played superbly. They had a combined record, Steve, of 8 wins, 1 loss, and 6 ties. And they were the key to the American victory.
Did Tiger's absence somehow make them a better team?
You know, I think it did. I really believe it did because it made them the underdogs. Everybody said they couldn't win without Tiger. They heard that. They're competitors. They wanted to prove everybody wrong. They were tired of hearing about American failures in the Ryder Cup. And also, they didn't have – Paul Azinger, the captain, didn't say, okay, who am I going to put Tiger with? Who Tiger's going to be happy? And the Europeans didn't get momentum from beating Tiger, who has a losing record in Ryder Cup. So in a strange way, I think his absence helped.
And how did Paul Azinger, the captain that you mentioned, choose the players who were there?
He changed the system completely, Steve. What he did, not to get too technical, was he put emphasis on play this year rather than last year, which had been the case in the past. And he had 4 captain selections, guys he just said, I want you 4 guys on my team, not based on any points, as opposed to only 2 in the past. And I think that really helped.
So choosing the guys who were hot this year as opposed to the guys who had a great 2007.
Anthony Kim being a perfect example.
Well, now, did Azinger then out-captain Nick Faldo, the guy in charge of the Europeans?
I think he did. I think for 2 reasons. 1, he did a great job of making those captain selections. And 2, Nick Faldo made a critical error that I think you and I discussed Friday, leaving Colin Montgomery, arguably the greatest Ryder Cup player of the last 20 years, off the team. Montgomery hadn't had a good year, but he could have been a captain selection. Faldo left him off. I think the Europeans missed his leadership on and off the golf course badly.
Well, you get a sense of how instinct must play a role here, because Azinger was going for the guys who are hot right now and seems to have succeeded. Faldo seems also to have gone for the guys who are hot right now, but you think he overlooked somebody who wasn't hot now but had the record.
Right, and I think there are times when you say, look, I want this guy as much because what he'll do in the team room as what he'll do on the golf course. Colin Montgomery brings confidence. The 3 best players on the European side, Padraig Harrington, Lee Westwood, and Sergio Garcia, very experienced Ryder Cup players, but not Colin Montgomery, played very poorly this week. I think they missed Montgomery.
John Feinstein, in just a couple of seconds, did any players, new stars emerge with Tiger Woods gone?
Anthony Kim, 23 years old, dominated Sergio Garcia in singles. Steve, he won so easily that he didn't even know when the match was over. They had to tell him he'd won, and he's the next. He may be the guy who challenges Tiger that we've been looking for so many years.
Why, we're done. We're done. Let's play a couple more holes.
He just walked to the next tee. They had to stop him and say, you won the match. Go back and shake hands. Garcia was standing there with his cap off to congratulate him. He was that much in, as the golfers say, the zone.
John Feinstein, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
His book is called Tales from Q School, Inside Golf's 5th Major. It's now available in paperback. And you hear him on Morning Edition from NPR News.